It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Sportsbet BS Hotline, state your emergency.
Yeah, it's me partner's group. Me mate Dave, I reckons he bought in.
Okay, hang up now.
What?
And join Sportsbet's Bet With Mates. It's group betting without all the BS. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
You with Off The Bench around Australia on grand final day. We're firing up. What a morning we've had. And it's for Tyre Power, Australia's biggest independent tyre retailer. And for the 1 in 4 chance to win with a Monopoly game at Macca's. But it's had an amazing year, and grand final day, it always brings its best stuff. Of course, such more media all week in grand final week.
Yep.
More chance to make a mistake. Pix has been watching the TV all week, and he's ready to go. It's time now for
Off The Record for Choices Flooring. See your floor change in an instant with RoomView.
Jeff, thanks for your time.
Great pleasure, Corn. How are you?
Mark, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Buck?
G'day, Graham. I'm going to say Craig.
To those unbelievable girls, female women.
And the bloke from the Bulldogs, Bon Temple.
And they've got Paley Dale and Caleb Daniel.
Karolina Pliskova is in her sixth season
as a top
10. Is
it too early to get coffee, do you reckon?
You can see your room and your floor change in an instant with RoomView. Choices Flooring's RoomView makes choosing flooring easy. At choicesflooring.com.au to find out more. A big day for the team at Choices Flooring. A big weekend, of course, and a big spring it will be. And Pix, as a great floor man, carpet man yourself, the floor is yours.
Yeah, good on you, Hutchie. I think you'll be getting you'll be added to the Bill Laurie file after the way you opened last week's show.
Well, yes.
That'll be getting a
run. Run on
did you plus. I know you did. I didn't actually see it, but someone said that Lloydie played it pretty early into the show.
It didn't sound good.
I don't think I've ever laughed so much in my life as when you opened the show last week. Because you were good as gold talking like this. But when you went with that top of the morning, and you really tried to raise.
Trying to give it something.
Yeah. Well, I was like that during the week.
Yep.
You did a couple of rounds. Top of the morning to you. Jakesy. We need you, Jakesy. Anyway, so let's get into it. It's the biggest week of the year, of course. And Gary's in short. There it is.
Great to have you with us. It's grand final week. It's Wednesday. It's the Cats taking on the Swans. And it's at the MCG. It's back at the home of footy for the first time in 3 years. What?
Thursday. Today's Thursday.
Come on, guys.
What's that? Hang on. Let's go back.
We're not live.
Redo that.
3, 2, 1. Cue, Gary.
Great to have you with us on this Thursday. A couple of days out.
Yeah, Gary. Very good. Jared Ealy, on the other hand, isn't sure what year it is.
James, drum roll, James Hurd is a certainty to coach Essendon in 2022.
No, I don't think he is.
Yes.
Because the truck coached them this year.
A little too late.
Little too late, Jared. Hutto isn't sure what decade it is.
When Collingwood desperately needed to him. Adventurous kick from Fosdyke. Heaney chose not to take possession.
Fosdyke? Fosdyke.
Oh, it's gold.
When did Nick Fosdyke retire? Come on. You've got to be joking me.
One more go.
Surely, give it
when
one more.
When Collingwood desperately needed to him. Adventurous kick from Fosdyke. Heaney chose not to take possession.
Who was commentating with him? It must have been Jared. Oh. Jared must have been too nice to pull him up. I just would have been in tears laughing. Yeah. Anyway.
He gave it to Jude Bolton, who gave it to Ablett.
Got it forward to Malcheski. All right. Now, from year to year, nothing changes in the Dwayne world, though, of course.
Barry at Chelsea. Sorry, Barry, for holding you up so long. Thanks, David. Welcome to you, Barry.
Okay. Hi, John.
John. And again.
Michael and Wattle Glen. You there, Michael?
Yeah. G'day, Brown Dog.
I reckon people are deliberately doing this.
It must be.
They must be, surely.
You're encouraging it.
Oh, well, I am a bit.
You are encouraging it.
I actually was on his show yesterday just to talk about Buddy and the Cats and whatever.
Yep.
And I should have probably called him the wrong name just as a bit of a laugh. But
oh, come on.
Anyway, I would have got that fake laughing again and all that stuff. But they do make the callers on Dwayne's show, they make themselves very, very welcome.
Mick and East Keel, are you there, Mick?
I sure am, Dwayne. Welcome me to your show.
It's great to have you on.
Welcome me to your show. Then he makes them hold the pipe, and they aren't afraid to put him on hold either.
To me, Mark and Paran, you got a thought on what might happen tomorrow? What can you, Mark? Mark got us on hold. Can we just go back to that hold music for a second, Aaron? Yeah, he's not coming back in a hurry.
Nah, you're not coming back in a hurry. That's exactly right. The Trailtown fellas are stung by an oldie but a goodie.
Yeah, it's very important that you call us in on 1300 736 736 if you want to be a part of the competition, or text on 0433 981116 at any time.
Well, it's sort of right, but it's just a weird way to actually read it out, that's all. Peter Overton and Tracy Grimshaw struggling here to figure out all the attendees at the Queen's funeral. And as a result, they made international headlines for this, you know.
Who's this?
No, hard to identify. Maybe minor royals, members of the... I can't identify them at this point.
We can't spot everyone, unfortunately. They look like they could well be local dignitaries. It's hard to see. We're looking at the backs of their heads mostly.
But I think we are now getting to the pointy end, as they say, of the... I'm just told that was Liz Truss, the new Prime Minister, in the distance that we could see.
Oh, come on.
They were unlucky. They had a bad view, didn't they? I think.
Was their excuse. But, yeah, come on, guys. You've got to be better than that.
But brand new PM. It could happen. But, yeah, it's a bit of a miss.
Anyway, Gil McLachlan here with Tommy Brown.
Do the clubs, Gil, want their TPP more substantially covered as a condition of approving Tasmania, and particularly the four or five clubs that had it cut? I know you're smiling, but it is a serious issue, I guess.
I'm smiling because the Collingwood Football Club raised that issue, Tom.
I had a feeling they might. Well, they were one of the clubs that had their TPP funding cut by approximately $2 million extra.
Even for you, that was pretty... cutting the cord.
Oh, come on. Cutting the cord.
Yeah.
In other words, you got it from your dad, didn't you, Tommy?
Hey, Gil, a little strange one here, but Dad says...
Now, I got this from an impeccable source.
Yeah.
Over the kitchen table, as
a
matter of
fact. Close to the Brown family, in fact.
In fact, Collingwood President Jeff Brown told me, Dad, son. Now, this is the pipe yesterday, actually.
We're going to double pass to the doubleheader at GMHBA Stadium on October 18th when Nambia faces the Netherlands and...
Nambia? Nambia, Craig. Namibia.
Fuck you. Where is Namibia?
Not in Australia, I know that. Bellary time.
Got it!
Steve Smith is on form.
Should take it. Ty dropped it.
Every other union! Every other union!
Okay, there's got a couple here from Brent Costello. This is the first one.
I reckon it'll be sort of a president operation, rather than chairman.
Just a little one. And again.
He's forgotten where he's come from, hasn't he?
Yeah. Just a little one, and of course we can't go any further than giving this one more run.
Top of the morning to you.
Have we got the AT one there anyway? We're handy.
Not to put out of pressure. We did the AT last week.
Yeah, the AT's very good.
That's who you sounded like, the caller.
I was gone.
You were gone.
Where are you, AT?
Yeah, where
are you,
AT? Oh, very good. But anyway, so
Hilton Donaldson is.
Hilton Donaldson, yes. So it wasn't a massive... off the record this week. There's so much going on with grand final week. That
where have you been all week? There's been stuff everywhere.
Well, what
Thursday night there was three simultaneous shows on.
Well, why don't you...
I've been unwell.
You've been unwell, have you?
Yes.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Which way did you find yourself going? It was the first time in my time in footy that on Thursday night there was three simultaneous AFL shows on.
Yeah.
On a Thursday night there was the Bounce slash 360. There was... the My Room telethon slash Kane Corns Return slash the Footy Show.
Yep. And then
there was the front bar.
Yeah, I went.
What was your share of...
I flicked.
What was your...
Probably Footy
what
Show.
What share of voice?
Probably.
Footy Show one.
Probably more Footy Show. Oh, because I knew Horse was going on and, and the Kane stuff probably dragged me in a bit, to be honest. He's done such a superb job.
That was your winner. What was second?
Yeah, front bar, then probably then bounce. But
bounce.
Yeah, look, I'd had a pretty big day Saturday, Thursday. I'd had a pretty big day. I wasn't making a lot of bloody sense when I got home. So really, I was just thinking, I wasn't the target demographic audience after a long lunch, and then followed by a few in the afternoon. It probably wasn't really my go, but anyway, I did lock in last night, and I got the kids over at the moment, obviously, so... Watched a fair bit of the footy stuff last night, which was really good to get into the mood of it all.
Have we got Hilton Donaldson into the break? I reckon we might have, as we'll play him into the break. This was with a famous race call, which Pix reckons I reminded him of last week when he lost his voice. Was it Terry McCullough for Hilton Donaldson.
I think it was Hilton Donaldson calling.
Yep. We'll play it for you anyway, end of the break. It's great audio. And after the, after this, we'll find your winner on the races and the footy on grand final day. This is Off the Bench right around Australia.
We're looking about 5 or 6 metres to Boomerowee Boy. I think we're going here. In front, leading the way, it's Elia Rose. Leads by 2 metres in second placing. No, I don't think I'll get through this. Elia Yatesy, where are you? We need you, mate. In front, Elia Rose. Down the outside. Trying hard was one step closer. But Elia Rose wins.
It's Tyre Power's Big Footy Final Sale. To kick things off, you can get the power to buy three and get one free on selected Toyo passenger car and SUV tyres. Tyre Power's Big Footy Final Sale can't last. Visit tyrepower.com.au now.